Torah Lamedchet, like we said in the beginning, Am Israel are in prison, in the exile, and the main exile is that lust and desires, that everyone are trapped inside their own confusions. That simple faith, simple gift of faith that we receive, the ones that of us that got the merit to work on faith a little bit, you can see that with that you can cross the desert, mamash. You can walk on top of water, you can fly. Things can happen to you and you will find the ability to cross them and not to fall. And you're counting on simple faith. You just connect yourself to that understanding. You hear stories on Haredim, on religious people, people that are falling from certain situations in life. His wife, she left him, this is it, he wants to die, he cannot live anymore. He lost his job, his parnasah, and this is it, and he cannot function. And you see people that are failing in Gama Brit, Mikre Laila, Brechim, and this is it, and he lost all of his hope, and it's not funny because you don't want to laugh on Chas Shalom, no person, but when you look straight on things, you realize that it's so far from the truth, it's so pathetic. To fall from a failure, it's so arrogant to think that if you failed, nothing worth it anymore. It's such a husk of aman arasha. It's like what the Taman said, kol ze eno shoveli. All of the rest doesn't worth it. If Mordechai is not bowing to me, if I failed, if I had Mikre Laila, this is it. Why won't you understand that you have Tavat Ni'uf, that you have problems, that you need to do tshuva on some stuff, that you defected your eyes, that you were walking with foreign thoughts all day long, and it brought you to where it brought you. Now do tshuva, confess in front of Hashem, and move on. Nothing happened. No, if I'm not able to have Shalom Bayit, if I'm not able to have Parnasai, my wife, she wasn't smiling to me, the kids are not listening to me, and he cannot stand it anymore, and he's going to explode everything in the world. Why? Why won't you take that insulting, that shame that Hashem revealed to you, that you're not such a superstar and a hero, superhero that can never fail? You're a human being, you're a normal person, you have Yetzara. You're not a king that people need to worship you, you're just a simple person, and you're not so interesting, and you're not so funny, and not everyone have to laugh from all of your jokes, and everything's okay. And the tshuva, that's really humility. That is written on Moshe Rabbeinu, that he was shafel v'savlan, that he was humble, and also he had the ability to accept it. To be shafel, everyone are shafelim, everyone are humble, everyone have their humility, everyone got something that in that thing, you're very low. You're very low. We're dedicating the shiur l'rufa shlema v'ruven alter Mordechai ben Malka b'toch sh'ar kol amo Yisrael. The humility gives you power to continue. The faith gives you power to continue. Sometimes you have days that are so hard for a person that wants to serve Hashem. Other people from the street, they don't care, they don't mind. Okay, so I couldn't pray Shachrit. So he doesn't care, but for you, that you have such a strong desire to pray Shachrit, it's so important to you. Now today you couldn't. Now something happened to you, you couldn't. You couldn't go to the Beit Knesset. You couldn't go to the Mikveh. You had to go do something else. Your wife, she told you something. Okay, it was a balagan, a messy day. Okay, but what's the purpose in life? To be connected to Hashem Yitbarach and to continue, or to ruin everything because of your failure? So what happened if you haven't prayed Shacharit today? What happened? What happened? If Hashem can afford it, Hashem took it, Hashem made it, Hashem accepted it. Hashem koneh hakol, Hashem buys everything. Hashem gives you life now, even if you haven't prayed Shachrit today, even if you haven't went to the Mikveh, even if you haven't learned Gemara, even if you didn't show up to Beit Midrash, to your Chavruta. Hashem is causing all of those issues to you. Hashem is playing with you. You have problems with Hashem? Wonderful. Talk to him about it. Tell him why. Ask him why. Ribono shel Olam, why are you stopping me? I want to pray in Beit Knesset so much, and you're stopping me. Why? Why? Why you stopped me? I wanted to go to Mikveh and you stopped me. Why? Why you stopped me? If you're not going to be so, I want to say broken, and in my thoughts the word arrogant is banging. The sadness is coming as a result of arrogant, of being arrogant. Atzvut, sadness, Rabbeinu said, it's when you're angry at Hashem Yitbarach that He's not fulfilling your will, that He's not listening to you. This is sadness. I wanted to pray Shachrit and Hashem haven't helped me. Now I'm going to be bogus. I'm angry. I'm sad. This is it. This is it. Bitter face, lemon face, he's not happy. You cannot talk to him. There was a person that testified on clinical death. That he went up to heaven, he was in court, and he came back after that. They gave him a second chance. When he was over there in trial, he saw once in Shabbos that Rav Machluf, his name was something like that, and that was his name. And when he was in heaven in court, they judged him on all of his life, and suddenly they brought him to a certain Shabbos, that in that Shabbos his family, his wife and kids, were annoying him in Shabbos. They weren't keeping Shabbos like he wanted. The Shabbos was important for him. And he was angry at his family that they're not keeping Shabbos. They weren't singing in the table. I don't know what. Something like parents. Silly parents. And he was angry and he went to the living room and he sat for 1 hour and a half alone in the living room, not talking to his family. Because they were not respecting Shabbos. He said, I've been punished on that anger that I had in Shabbos that you cannot describe the suffering that I went through. He said, I also was angry and that Shabbos was ruined and also I've been punished on that. It's a sin. It's a sin to be angry. Why is it a sin to be angry? I'm angry. He made me angry. You are kofer in Hashem Yitbarach. You don't believe in Hashem Yitbarach when you're angry. When you're angry, kas bechek silim yanuach. You're stupid, you're dumb. This is why you're angry. Because you don't see that Hashem Yitbarach now is playing with you. That Hashem Yitbarach is stopping you now. That Hashem Yitbarach put you in traffic. That Hashem stuck your car. That Hashem sends you to the garage again and again and again and again and again if need so. If you need to go again, you're going to go again. And if you're going to finish and you need to go again, you're going to remember that you forgot something over there on the counter, on the talpak, and you're going to go again. Because Hashem Yitbarach, He is beyond everything and He wants to bring you to Him, to live life of faith, complete faith. That you remember Hashem Yitbarach 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And you don't forget Hashem Yitbarach for a moment, for a moment. It's not her. It's only Him. It's not them. It's only Him. It's not financial. How do I say that?
Financial.
I cannot say that. Please help me again.
Financial.
This is it. Financial. Problems. Great. Oh, Hashem. Yes.
Love. It's problems, not. You know.
Problems with money. And this is it. And it's all Hashem. And until you're going to get it, if you're lucky. If you're lucky, if Hashem loves you, so He's going to bring you to a complete faith. Complete faith, it means that you don't have no lusts anymore, no desires anymore, for nothing. And today, when you check yourself, you see that you have a lot. You have a lot of issues. You have a lot of sadnesses, a lot of angers, a lot of frustrations, fears from big things, and also lusts, also desires. Can you believe that you can go like Moshe Rabbeinu 40 days and 40 nights with no bread, with no water, no prepare nothing for yourself, just go climb into the fire, into the clouds, thunders, lightnings, and you go! Are you able? No. So you're not clean. So you still have fears from fire, from heat, from hunger, from whatever. When you have a complete faith, you know that Hashem, He is Anufanes Lakol, that He can give me life. One of the Mefarshim is saying on Shimshon HaGibor that it's written on him, Vayimtza Ma'ayan Balechi, that he was thirsty and he found a lake, Balechi. What's a Lechi? There are a few explanations what it means, Lechi. One of the explanations say it's his cheek inside his mouth. He was thirsty and suddenly he had water in his mouth. And he started to drink. And he's drinking and drinking and drinking. He found water inside his mouth. He found a spring in his cheek, inside of his mouth. This is it. And he was drinking. You need to believe in that. You need to believe in that. That Borei Olam is the creator. And if he is the creator, he can create everything for you. And he is. Not only can. He is already now. And if now your tikkun is to go to the garage, that's your tikkun. If now your tikkun is to miss shachrit, that's your tikkun. If now your tikkun is to be rebuked, to be insulted, to wake up filthy in the morning that you hate yourself, don't be sad. Hashem failed you. Hashem brought you to that point that you're going to stand in front of the mirror and you're going to be ashamed of yourself and you're going to do tshuva. So do tshuva, be brave. Don't be arrogant to fall to sadness. No, I failed. No, I'm angry. It's because of this, because of that, because of, they haven't woke me up, I was tired, I this and that, whatever you can invent. Tell stories to yourself. Bottom line, Shura Tachtona, Borei Olam is here, yes. You are here, wonderful. Only one thing to do. En Am Yisrael Nigalim, Ela B'Tshuva. No redemption to Am Yisrael, no salvation to Am Yisrael without Tshuva. Tshuva means to come back to Hashem. What it means? To believe that Hashem, Itbarach, He is in charge of everything. Also the bed. Yes, there's no bed. That's the way that Hashem wants to lead you. He took Am Yisrael down to Egypt, to the most contaminated place in the world, and He took them out. So now you're somewhere low. Wonderful. Wait a minute. You're going to be out. Just wait. Don't give up. Don't give up with your sadnesses and with your foreign thoughts, bad thoughts of Lashon Hara on Hashem Yitbarach. No, Hashem left us, Hashem forgot us, Hashem don't like me. Oh, I'm such a sinner. Hashem chose you when you were a goy. When we were goyim, when Abraham was a goy, Hashem chose us as a nation from one of the nations. When we were so far, and a bad tshuva for sure, look at yourself. When you had your first hirul tshuva, when you were in a club or in a pub, in the beach, where? When you were stoned or drunk, when? So Hashem Yitbarach gave you that hirur tshuva. When? When you were righteous. Hashem Yitbarach called us children, sons, ahuvim, loved. Not in the generation of Shlomo HaMelech in Beit HaMikdash. In the generation that we came broken from Egypt. In the desert, when we were empty. When we didn't have Torah at all. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, He looks into the heart. He sees your heart. And a person that stands in the tests of life with dignity, with honesty, with sensitivity, with a heart, with love, with generosity, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees that. And He helps him to grow and to develop and to achieve big things in life. And don't judge yourself on your physical situation level. Why? Because that's a result of the exile. Why your body is like that it is? Because you came from certain parents that been together in a certain night and they brought you to the world in a certain way. And this is your body. That is your body. Now your soul is coming from somewhere else. And who are those parents that now you're going to blame them? They're the result of their parents and their parents. And this is it. And who are they? Results of the exile, of years of exile, of development of Haskalah, scholar, how do you call that? Scholarship? Haskalah. Haskalah, philosophy in the world, and people fell down from Kedusha, and all of the chasings, and all of the suffering, and the blood, and the crusades, and the Holocaust, and on and on, and that's their spiritual level that they brought you now to this moment of today, and your way of thinking, and your way of behaving, and your way of reacting is a result of the way that you grew up, in the neighborhood that you grew up, with the family, with the friends, and things you saw, if you had television, computers, whatever. What do you want? This is you. You cannot fight with it. This is you. So why are you going to blame yourself now that you saw someone, and this is it? It made something inside of yourself, and now you're going to be angry at yourself. Someone told you you're fired, and now you're afraid what's going to be next month. It has to be like that. You haven't grew up in a holy place, in the knees of righteous people, between the legs of Talmidei Chachamim that are talking faith and confidence all day long. You grew up in a house of people that didn't have faith, that they themselves were occupied and afraid from Parnassa issues, and what's going to be tomorrow, and what's going to be, and now you have to take care of yourself, and all of those images. This is how you grew up. So all of those fears attached to you, and you're stuck with all of that now. So first of all, understand yourself. That's the beginning. That's the beginning. It's really the beginning. First of all, accept. This is me. This is my place. Now you want to work on it? Wonderful. You have a lifeline. You have a soul. You have a wonderful soul that is connected straight to Hashem Yitbarach. Chelek Eloka Mimal. Divine soul. Piece of godliness. This is it. This is what you have. Chatichat Elokut. Part of Hashem inside of you. That part can change everything. Can break all of the curtains, can cross all of the walls, break all of the walls, can illuminate the darkness. Just let it express itself. Means, accept yourself. Start talking to Hashem. Start reveal your soul. Nafshi yatz'a bedabero. The soul is going to reveal itself when you're going to talk. We don't know who you are. Hashem, so to speak, don't know who you are. When you're not talking from the garage. Yeah. Shalom. Musach. Shalom Musach. Hello Musach. Shalom from the Musach. Yeah. I woke yesterday night. I was supposed to go to a bar mitzvah. I stuck with the car in Har Choma. 3 hours I tried to take care of it. This morning I had to go to the garage. For 3 hours I was in the garage. And now the car is stuck here in the parking lot. Nice. What can you do? But at 11, when I put my tefillin, I was laughing. I was happy. I was happy. I was laughing to Hashem. I was laughing. I told him, I can go through that easily. It's not a problem for me. It's easy. What's the problem? You want me to put tefillin? Do I know the secrets of tefillin? Why that poor guy needs to put tefillin today at 11 and not at 8 and not at 5? Can I know that? I cannot. Who knows? What are the yichudim that Hashem is doing with my tefillin in my living room and not in a bet knesset and at 11 and not at 6 and with no kaddishim, no baril? I can tell why and how. No, but Hashem, He knows. Hashem, He knows. So I'm going to throw all of my wisdoms and I'm going to count on Hashem Yitbarach, because really Hashem knows. And Hashem, if there was something better for me today to do, I would do that. For sure Hashem would help me to do something better. If there is something better, but there is no. Because Hashem knows exactly who I had to meet and with who I had to talk and how humble I was supposed to be in those situations. And if I would be arrogant and I don't know which success I had in my pocket, maybe I would talk differently. And they had to hear certain words and they had to hear different words. And who knows? Hashem, Rabbeinu once said, Hashem was said, Varim gdolim, gdolim me'od. Hashem is doing big, big things, very big. And we don't know nothing. Look at yourself today. You have a lot of reasons to dance. A lot of reasons to be happy today. Today, now, with all of your lackings, with all of your weaknesses, with all of your failures, you have so many reasons to be happy. And always I'm thinking, before even of what that Rabbeinu said, Baruch Shelah Asani Goy, thank you that I'm Jewish, even if I'm not Jewish. The fact that I believe in Hashem, that Hashem, you opened my eyes and you let me believe in you, that I'm not denying faith, that I'm not denying the Metziut HaBoreh, the fact that Hashem is here, is there something bigger than that? What else do you want to achieve in life? What? What you lack of? What? What makes you so sad? That you're not what? Mashiach? What? If you're going to be a Talmid Chacham, you're not going to be happy. Admit, if now you're going to finish us, you're not going to be happy. You're going to learn all Zohar HaKadosh. It's not going to make you... If you're sad and depressed, you're going to be a Talmid Chacham, depressed Talmid Chacham, sad Talmid Chacham, an angry Talmid Chacham. If you haven't bought happiness, if you haven't bought faith, no matter what you're going to have, you're going to ruin that. You're sad because you don't have a wife. Okay, now you're married. Okay, you know how to make... Now you need to make her happy. Now you need to make her happy. How if you're depressed and sad and you were counting on your wedding day to bring you to happiness, it's a failure. Forget it. No chance in the world that you can cross that 1 year. No way. If you're sad and depressed, how are you going to make her happy? She needs... Why she's getting married? If not from the exactly same reasons, why she's getting married? You don't know how to make yourself happy. How are you going to make her happy? So now work on your happiness. You work on your shadchanit. No, I'm 6 foot tall. I'm a millionaire. My parents are... I am a Talmid Chacham. Yeah, of course. I'm learning in yeshiva. Why? Why to lie? When you're going to be ready, Hashem is going to send your wife into your arms. Your wife is going to marry you. Her parents are going to love you, going to admire you, going to adore you. Why you need to suffer so much? No, I'm going to say this. I'm going to call that. I'm going to tell that. I'm going to do... Why? Because you're not ready. Prepare yourself. Build yourself. Build your faith. It's on all terms of life, on all of the aspects of life. Your responsibility is to work on your faith, that you're going to be strong and solid, to know, what am I doing here? I'm serving Hashem. And this is it. And now, except of that, I don't care about nothing. I don't care. Lo echpat li. Like Rabbi is saying. Lo echpat li klum. I don't care. Shachrit at night. Whatever. What I care. I'm going to do it. You have halacha for every situation. You have halacha. You have halacha if you haven't prayed shachrit. You have halacha if you haven't prayed shachrit and mincha. You can do tashlumin, and if you lost it, okay, so you can do tshuva. You have halacha, you have tshuva to do. You want success, you want results. Lamavet totzaot, the results are after death, you see the results. Avraham Avinu was serving Hashem Yitbarach without tefillin, without Torah, without tzitzit, without nothing. He believed in Hashem Yitbarach. This is what did he had. Rosh Lamaaminim, the head of the believers. You want to be part of his faith, part of the believers? So believe. So believe. Go spread the faith in the world. Wash the world with water of faith. Tell everyone that there is a Creator. That you can connect yourself to Him. That you can attach yourself to Him. That you can feel Him. That you can talk to Him. On everything that bothers you. On everything that you're afraid from. Talk to Hashem about it. Tell Hashem, give me courage. Give me powers, give me, make me brave, make me strong, make it happen, whatever you need, whatever you want, go. Go to the Creator, He's going to create it for you. He wants you to come. When you're arrogant, you think, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, oh, now I failed, now I succeeded, now I ruined, now all of those, I. This is why you suffer all day long, I. Hashem is showing to you. But when you're humble, you always say, Hashem, Hashem wanted me to succeed. Thank you, Hashem Yitbarach. And you have a karat hatov. You're grateful to Hashem Yitbarach. Now you failed. Okay, Hashem wanted to teach me something. What's the message? And you can cross the desert. And you can walk on top of water. And you can fly. And you can achieve everything. 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 Because Hashem got all of the powers. And if he wants, he can give you all of the powers also. No problem. no problem, ticket to Eretz Israel, parnasa in Eretz Israel, living here in Eretz Israel, getting married, having everything Hashem is able to give you now, today, in the present, in Bahoveh, in the present, now, into your life. You can have it, suddenly. If Hashem wants, on the spot. On the spot, what's the problem? Hashem is the creator. He created the world. He cannot make it happen, move another step forward. What's the problem? To make two people meet in the street, what's the problem? All of the parnasah, the money that you achieved until today, it's something that was without miracles. Like, no, I need a miracle. For next month, I need a miracle. Oh, good news. Is it news? What happened last month? You needed miracles, right? And the month before, you had to have miracles, right? And the months before. So it's something like 5-6 years that you live only on miracles. No, it's 5-6 years that you see miracles in your life. Before of that, also, the parnasa was all in miracles. Always. Because Hashem gives parnasa, so it looks like it's a miracle, because Hashem is doing it. How many times you were working and they haven't paid you? Okay, so you done the ishtadlut and money didn't came. And in other times you got the money and you haven't worked for it at all and it was only mamash a miracle. So Hashem is making all of that to open your eyes, to open our eyes, so that you can recognize it's Him and no one else except of Him. Parnasa, shiduchim, apartments, tshuva, being a talmid chacham, tefillah, tshuva, going to Uman, making aliyah, coming to Eretz Israel, buying houses in Jerusalem, having children, everything. It's a tov Hashem lakol. Hashem is good for everything. Hashem is good for health. Hashem is good for parnasa. Hashem is good for tshuva. Hashem. That's the difference between a secular person to a believer. If you are on top, if you're in charge, or if Hashem is on top, if Hashem is in charge. This is it. So we need to work on ourselves, mamash, slowly, slowly. To work on our brain, to work on our hearts, slowly, slowly. To massage it into our brain. Hashem wa Elokim, Hashem wa Elokim. Meditate, Hashem wa Elokim. That's our mantra, Hashem wa Elokim, Hashem wa Elokim. Maybe we're going to do ככה, group therapy. Hashem wa Elokim, Hashem wa Elokim. Thank you.